I can calculate how many solutions there are of block form in a similar way to how I calculated the density of states of waves in vacuum. So again, I have a box that's L by L by L in three dimensions, and I look at which, how many solutions are there with the same absolute value of K, and I choose the box so that it's an integer number of periods. So the period is A, and I choose the L to be an integer number times A, and then the one with there's one with K equals 2 pi over L, and that one, this plane wave in front, e to the I kx, will look like this. So here what I'm plotting is just the say the real part of e to the I kx, looks like a cosine. And then there's a periodic function. And this periodic function always satisfies the boundary conditions if I choose the length to be an integer times the fundamental period. So this box L includes very many periods, and I choose it to be an integer number of periods, and then this function U always satisfies the periodic boundary conditions, and K will satisfy the periodic boundary conditions if it's one of those K's that we found in vacuum. If one wavelength fits in the whole box, or if two wavelengths fit in the whole box, or if three wavelengths fit in the whole box. So it turns out that the density of states of in K is the same as it was before. The allowed values of K are plus and minus 2 pi some number over L, where n can be 1, 2, 3, and so forth. So if n is 3, there are 3 wavelengths in the box. The density of states doesn't change because I have these, I'm looking for waves in a periodic boundary, with periodic coefficients.